What I'd like to do here is offer you a series of suggestions, some specific things that you can do on a daily basis to bring this state of heightened awareness into your life. First of these is that you can remind yourself daily that you really are here to fulfill a divine heroic mission, that this is part of the plan of the universe. And each day you can make an attempt to serve others in some small way, and to do it without telling anyone, without looking for any credit, just letting go of your own self and your own thoughts and your own self-absorption and saying, how may I serve others? Because it is in the serving of others that we begin to feel that higher sense. So at some time in this day, whether it's just letting someone in the freeway and just nodding to them, or whether it's sending someone a few dollars that maybe is standing there on the road asking for money, thinking of some positive thing, loving thing that you can do without asking anything back. They say that the hand that gives gathers, and it's learning how to put that into your own life. This is a truth that I read every single day. It says, when you seek happiness for yourself, it will always elude you. When you seek happiness for others, you will find it yourself. And that's really the secret of happiness, is to stop looking for it yourself and saying, how can I find it for others? Another suggestion for meeting this challenge, your life's greatest challenge, is to get a clear picture in your mind of something that you would like to see happen in your life. Maybe it's a job, maybe it's attracting the perfect partner, or quitting an addiction, or finding your soulmate, or whatever it may be. And what I'd like you to do is just keep your inner focus on this picture and extend love outward as frequently as possible with this picture in mind. Just surround that picture with love. The details will get handled if you can keep the picture in your mind with a knowing. And just put love around that picture. And don't doubt it. And even if you don't see it manifesting for yourself right away, just keep the picture there. And before long, you're going to start seeing these bizarre coincidences. It's called going into the gap between your thoughts. And in that silent, empty place right there, in that gap, the universe handles it all for you. Another suggestion that I would give to you is to have conversations with God in a very private and very special way for yourself. And in these conversations, rather than asking for special favors, just affirm your willingness, just your willingness to use all that you are and all of your inner strength to create solutions. Rather than asking for a solution, just ask for the strength and then be willing to do what is necessary. And as you create this new relationship with this higher part of yourself, you begin to see that the strength is there, because that's where you place your attention, and where you place your attention is what you're going to manifest. One suggestion that I have found very helpful in attaining heightened awareness for myself is that I have tried to remove the concept of enemy from my thoughts completely. The whole idea that there are people on the planet that are my enemy is just really what other egos have been trained to believe. And we have some of these ancient enmities, hatreds and angers, going from generation to generation just on the basis of having whole new souls who come through being taught that this is who you're supposed to hate. This is a round planet, and on a round planet there are no choosing upsides. We are all in this thing together, and the idea that somehow there are some people who are more special than others is the ego talking again. It's that whole idea of separateness and specialness. Once you have that awareness, the ego is now subsided. You see, you have tamed the ego when you've accepted that there are no enemies. And I've often said in my speeches over the years, I'll say, how many people are there in Russia? You say, oh, 250, 300 million people. I say, can you think of anybody in Russia that you hate? Is there anybody in this room who hates someone in Russia, like some commie grandmother over there who's walking around in commie tennis shoes, you know? Do you hate that person over there? Do you hate one of those little Russian children over there, or some Russian salesman over there? And there's never a hand goes up. And yet we have spent, in that whole Cold War period, we have spent billions and billions and trillions of dollars in creating weapons to kill these very people, and no one hates anyone over there. The problem isn't so much that we hate somebody over there, it's that we just haven't learned to love them enough. And once we've learned to love each other enough and to transcend that idea of having enemies completely, and when enough of us do it, then we will create that heightened awareness. And you do that not just with people who are living on the other side of the globe, but you do that with people in your own family, and in your own neighborhoods, and in your own business, when you can send love to them rather than hatred. You open up the internal energy source that gives you heightened awareness. Another suggestion I have for you is to surrender. And this really involves an act of the heart. Surrendering takes place in a moment. And the way that you surrender is you just stop asking, why me? Why is this happening to me? Surrendering means that you just let go. And I found that when I just surrender, I just say, okay, if I'm on purpose, that is, if I'm here to serve, and rather than being self-absorbed, I'm just here to serve, I find that I'm not alone. When you learn to surrender and let go and know that you're not alone any longer, then heightened awareness begins to take over. The universe handles the details, and your higher self begins to rule, and you've gotten your ego out of the way. I think perhaps one of the most important suggestions I can give you is to give yourself time each day for silence. Just silence. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it meditation. You can call it prayer. You can call it chanting. You can call it whatever it is that you want to call it. But just give yourself some time each day to just get quiet and get to know the voice of God. It isn't so much what you do while you are silent. It's what you are able to bring back from your silence. But if you have something that is really troubling you and is really a struggle for you in your life, and you just give yourself 20 minutes to 30 minutes to just get quiet and to just push all of the thoughts out, and you're going to be able to bring back from that silence the solutions to the things that are really a struggle for you. See, the greatest tribute you can give yourself is a moment of silence, just like when someone passes on that is very dear to us. We give them that moment of silence. Give yourself the same tribute, and you're going to find yourself reaching higher states of awareness just 20, 30 minutes a day. Another suggestion I would offer you to create this heightened state of awareness is to lighten your load beginning today. Go through all of the possessions that you no longer use and begin to share them with others. You can do this with virtually everything you own. Doing that kind of thing, not because you need to be charitable, but because you want to keep your load light. Just lighten up a little bit and don't tell yourself that you have to have these things. Everything that you have to have owns you, and you can't have heightened awareness when anything owns you. The final suggestion I have for reaching this heightened state of awareness is to begin to direct your attention to that which pleases you. Remember that what you think about is what expands. Keep your thoughts, just that mental energy of yours, on that which is pleasing and that which is inspiring in your own life. And every time you have a tendency to have a thought that isn't in that category, then just very gently move it out. Just say next, next, and just pass that one out. And keep your attention focused there. And while you're driving to work and while you're in your own home or whatever it is, instead of putting on the television and listening to all the distressing news and all of the kinds of things that just have a tendency to bring you down, put on a tape or soft, gentle music. Just try to get out of the habit of having your attention distracted with negativity, which is what news and the whole tabloid mentality is really pushing on us today. Allow yourself to think positive things by putting in positive tapes or positive music, and you're going to see heightened awareness showing up every day in your life.